Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's trunkclub.com, a website, a service for guys that hate shopping but still want to look good. How it works is you go to trunkclub.com/ifiwereyou, you answer a few simple questions about your look, your style, and your size, and they assign a real person to you who helps style you. They give you a stylist. You don't have to pay for the stylist, and you don't have to pay for the clothes that you don't keep. All you do is you keep the clothes that you want. They'll send you a whole box full of clothes. You try them all out. You return the ones you don't want, and you pay for the clothes you keep. No ongoing subscription, no hidden charges, no malls. Just great clothes, handpicked for your style. I've actually tried this before. It does work. They do send you clothes that you wouldn't normally pick out for yourself when shopping, and especially if you don't ever go shopping for yourself. It's a great way to bypass all of that. It's just, you basically sign up for this service that provides you a stylist who will send you clothes in the mail. Can you get any lazier than that? Do you want to do less effort than somebody sending you clothes in the mail? You try them on and then you pay for the ones you keep. It doesn't get any more dumbed down than that. So please, if this sounds like up your alley, if you do want to look better without putting in very much extra effort at all, then go to trunkclub.com/ifiwereyou today. That's trunkclub.com/ifiwereyou. I've been using this website, this service, since before they paid me to say these words. So you know I personally endorse trunkclub.com. All right, let's get started. This episode was so fun to record because I like having a podcast. Enjoy, things got real.
If I were you, if I were you, if I were you, the show
starts now.
Yo to you.
Hey, y'all. Oh, hey there.
Straight up breakup, that's what's up.
Isn't that like a TLC song? Straight up, breakup, hold up, Mr. Lover, Mr. Lover, Mr. Lover.
Oh, mercy.
If I were you, I wouldn't grow. I would tell you melt too if I were you show.
Toda.
You gotta earn this booty.
Yo to you.
That was by us. I did the remix.
We made that one. Doesn't count as art because you used our voices.
It's weird. He took all of these like really quick, seemingly bad music things that we did and put them together into something really bad. Two bad things coming together. Big ups from London, says Zanesh, who made that.
Thanks, Zanesh. I didn't think it was so bad. I thought it was actually pretty chill.
What he did was he made a salad out of the vegetables we grew.
Right. We had rotten vegetables.
Yeah, and he made a somewhat palatable salad.
Yeah, I don't
know how
you did it.
We won't get food poisoning.
You covered it in dressing. Yeah. That's what you did.
That's what the beets were. Oh, beets. We have to go. I left beets in the microwave. Thank you, Zanesh, for creating that theme song. If you have your own theme song, whether using voices that we've already recorded or ones that you'll make from scratch, send it to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Good luck beating that. That was 80s chic.
That was 80s chic.
That was like the beginning to like a VHS, like a weird found footage.
You're talking about that little slappy bass
yeah.
thing?
Bow, 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 bow.
Right.
You do you. Ham, ham, ham.
That was bow, the, bow, the, bow. I forgot I did that.
We should do one episode that's just us saying rhymes, doing music. That way, like, it'll give him enough stuff to go for his next
That episode's
remix.
All for Zinesh.
Yeah, it'll be called episode, I don't know, probably 1080.
Zinesh.
You think we'll get to episode 1,000?
I think you'll die before.
Well, why?
I don't know. It's just a weird premonition I have.
I'll be like in 5 years.
Yeah.
You don't think I'll see my 38th birthday?
No. Wouldn't that be great or interesting if I called it? Sorry. Interesting.
The way you saved it was also bad. Sorry, not great. Interesting. No, also that's offensive.
Strange. I'm sorry. I want you dead.
Yeah, all your synonyms are just also neutral to good.
Yeah.
Why don't you say it
was a full on insult. And I only pseudo recovered it.
Pseudo recovery. Your other jam band. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet that we host. I'm Logic.
I'm Chaos.
Welcome to the future.
And welcome to the never was.
Logic. And I'm Chaos. Our gay wrestling names.
Why do they have to be gay?
Because I want us to kiss every time we fight.
It's sort of like the people's elbow, except when I jump over your body, I fall down, and instead of hurting you, I kiss you.
Yeah. Uh-oh, the people's lips. Here it goes. Oh, they kissed. So how does this podcast work? We answer emails from people who are in difficult places in their lives. They send us an email to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. And then we'll read these questions, record our answers, upload it to the internet, and then people download it either via iTunes or a podcast app.
You are over-explaining.
You can also stream it.
Logic?
Oh, my God. You're picking up a table. This is crazy. Chaos lives. All right. You want to get to the first question?
Yeah, let's do it. Numero uno.
We need a guy's name.
Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, very good.
Thank you.
We should say we are going to Australia.
Yes.
The tickets are now officially on sale.
Right.
You can purchase them.
That's
we
correct.
Will be in Sydney.
Of course.
We will be in Melbourne. We'll be in Adelaide and
oh my God, that's a warplane.
Do people ever scream in war? Like if there's bullets, are you ever like
holy
fucking clipped me.
In Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Everybody is just so heroic.
Just because you're a soldier doesn't mean you're not scared of bullets.
Yeah, well, I think it does. You're a hero at that point.
Oh, so you no longer fear death in the
well,
way I do.
I guess, no. I think I can only speak with some authority because I did a single tour in Vietnam.
Absolutely did not.
Okay.
You know what you did? You did a student tour.
Yeah, I did a biking tour
in Vietnam.
Ho Chi Minh City. Yes, I did go there. I also slept with a Vietnamese whore.
You also had pho.
I had pho once or twice. So I feel like I had a lot of pretty big Vietnam experience.
Like when
they do training where they hear bullets and stuff a lot, so you're not like I wouldn't mean
you're desensitized.
I don't think you can ever really be. I don't know, but I think it's at like it's not like just all of a sudden guns blazing here in the backyard where we'd be screaming.
Would you scream in a high pitched voice
if somebody there was just like guns going off right now? No, I'd be like, oh.
Loser.
I'd be really badass about it.
Yeah, you'd be chaotic.
I'd be like, get down! Get down, dude!
Who are you talking to?
To you, dude, because I want you to live.
You just said that I would die.
Yeah, I want you to die before the 1,000th episode, but not this early.
So, like, in between
still
what?
Trying to get
1,000?
Cash. I want Nature Box money until episode 899.
That's so specific. All right. This question comes from Crocodile Dundee. Hey, Jake and Amir. Love the show. I would love for you guys to get your own show someday. I know you don't usually answer questions from nice guys, but I'm really hoping you'll make an exception. My girlfriend of over a year and a half broke up with me this Valentine's Day because I had become emotionally unavailable. A family friend recently passed away, and apparently me being sad was too much for my ex to handle. I later found out that my ex-girlfriend had been cheating on me with one of my supervisors at work. Anyways, on to my question. I recently got Tinder and began swiping right. Eventually, I met this really great girl named Holly, and we've been on a few dates since we began talking. Things are going great, but I want to lock her down. Would it be weird to ask her to be exclusive, but not boyfriend and girlfriend quite yet? I feel like things are going great, but I'm not quite sure how to act and date after being reamed by my ex. To make life a bit shittier, I now have to see my ex and supervisor every day at work. Also, if you have time, my supervisor is now giving me especially dangerous positions and jobs to do at work. Besides quitting, what can I do about this? I work security at metal and rave shows. Thanks. Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, well, first you're going to need a knife.
Nice. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi.
I quit.
Aussie. Aussie.
I quit. Aussie. I said.
Fuck. Now I have to go on a solo
mission. You were
mission.
So stone cold sober as you were doing that.
Aussie! Aussie!
Stop it. You're scaring me. You're in some kind of weird trance.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie! Oi, oi, oi! I think it's a soccer chant. At the very least, it's a pro-Australia chant.
At the very most, it's from the Man Show.
Yeah. No, that's Ziggy Socky. Hoi, hoi, hoi. So, seems like this guy's not quite over his ex yet.
Yeah. Well, also, is boss giving him dangerous jobs?
Yeah. Well, let's not focus on that quite yet.
Fine.
How about this first question? Would it be weird to ask her to be exclusive but not boyfriend and girlfriend quite yet?
No, that's fine.
Is it?
Yeah, you just say, are you sleeping with other people? And then she says yes or no, and then she asks if you are, and then you say, I am not. And then, I don't know, you could easily just be like, do you want to...
But doesn't that mean your boyfriend and girlfriend?
I mean, basically, I don't think that you have to be like, I'm not going to sleep with somebody else, so I'm definitely not your boyfriend. Personally, I think that's really dumb.
It seems like that's what boyfriend and girlfriend mean. Like, right. Once you define the relationship, you can't sleep with other people.
I think
it starts to be like, you can't sleep with other people.
Right.
I'm not your boyfriend, though. So, like, what? I don't understand what he wants.
Yeah. I think he just doesn't. I guess he got reamed real hard, and he doesn't want to be, like, moving too fast. He doesn't want to be like, I have a girlfriend that I feel responsible for and that I feel like I have to
support emotionally and physically. Then I think if you don't want that, you can't say be exclusive.
Yeah, because then you're not giving a person a boyfriend or the opportunity to meet other boyfriends. Yeah.
Can I put you
on
hold?
I don't really like it. You are asking to keep somebody in limbo when you're doing that. But I also think that you could say, like, hey, I want to have, like, an exclusive relationship and, like, move towards becoming a nice, healthy couple. I've got trust issues that I want to work out, but I think you're really great.
But I don't understand all this, like, labeling thing. Like, when do you become a boyfriend and girlfriend versus people who are dating versus exclusive versus not? Like, do you have to define it? Or do you just have? Do you just see someone until you naturally one day be like, oh, yeah, here's my girlfriend.
It's almost like negotiating a contract. There's, like, how does this person want to deal with it, right? So, like, you might be dating any girl, and she's like, I want to be exclusive, but I don't want to be like boyfriend and girlfriend because I don't want to introduce you to my friends this early. I don't want to introduce you to my family. That's something I do with boyfriends, but, like, you know, we're on this path. And then other people might be closer to you. Is like, if we're going to say we're exclusive, then sure, we're boyfriend and girlfriend. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
But I think that, like, people exist on this spectrum. And when you're in a relationship, you have to just, like, talk and see where you guys can, where the middle ground is.
Do you ever have talks like that? Are you my girlfriend officially?
I think as I've gotten older, those talks have just, like, dissipated. And, like, if I get close enough to somebody, then I pretty much know if she's sleeping with other people or not.
Because you see them almost every day.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm seeing you all the time, and, like, we're texting, so I know when you're, like, not, I don't know. At this point, I wouldn't ever want to have a talk that was, like, we're boyfriend and girlfriend now. That's
we're exclusive
insane.
To me.
I think I would probably say, like, are you sleeping with anybody? Like, I don't want to sleep with anybody, or I only want to be with you. And to me, saying something like that to somebody is saying, I want you to be my girlfriend.
Right. It seems like it's the same thing to me. But I also think, just to go to a next section of this question, doesn't seem like he's over his last girlfriend quite so much, considering his email about this current girlfriend is mostly about his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
He just begins with a paragraph about her and then it goes back to her. Also, I keep on seeing my ex and the supervisor. Also, he's making my life shitty. Seems right. like he's not fully over
yeah,
it.
I definitely don't think you need to have a girlfriend at all right now. So yeah. You might as well just keep on dating this girl. And then also, just have fun. You're a free man.
Yeah, you don't have to lock her down. Lock her down also seems like a negative thing.
Definitely. Listen to that language. Yeah. Lock her down? I don't want to be like reading this guy too hard, though, because he does sound like kind of nice.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just hurt. He's hurt.
He might even... I don't want to go so far as to say, but he might be butt hurt.
I think he got butt hurt by his ex.
Yeah.
So, just be single for a while.
Chill.
Stop worrying about your ex. Stop worrying about the soups.
And if you do want to be exclusive, then you are boyfriend and girlfriend, unfortunately.
And if you're not comfortable with the dangerous positions you have at work, talk to your supervisor's supervisor.
What is the dangerous position at a security? It's like security at a metal and rave show already seems dangerous.
You're the middle of the mosh pit.
We need an eye. We need an eye for the mosh storm. So basically, those guys will just revolve around you. And if anyone hits you or stabs you, you
that's
have to
fine.
Sort of, yeah, that's good. You're sort of a dummy.
Then we know the band is rocking out hard.
So let us know if you break a rib. That way they're not breaking each other's ribs. You're more or less a scarecrow tonight. All right. Who wants to work the door? All right. That's it.
The end.
Good. We'll never think about this guy ever again.
Jesus.
All right. Number two.
It's kind of dark.
Yeah. Dark but true.
Bleak.
Which city in Australia do you think will be the most fun?
It's a really good question. I don't want to alienate anybody.
Of course.
Where are we flying to first? Melbourne?
Yeah. But I think our first show is not in Melbourne.
Our first show is in Adelaide.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And actually, I do believe that Adelaide was on the 52 places to visit on the New York Times list this year.
Oh, shit.
It was either Adelaide or Melbourne.
We're going to find out.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know, New York Times.
I'm excited to see all of them. I guess I'm really excited for the places that we have the longest amount of time in.
Yeah.
Which are Melbourne and Sydney.
Right. But then, like, I'm also excited because I don't know anything about Perth. And right now, there's a lot of people listening in Perth.
Yeah, I heard there's this, like, town that's, like, an hour outside of Perth. They're, like, 40 minutes outside of
yeah,
Perth.
Yeah, Sydney. No, we should go there.
Sydney's, like, 6 hours away.
Oh, I see.
Fuck, I wish I remember the name of it. But it's, like, they called it the Brooklyn of Perth.
Oh.
Sounds cool.
Brooklyn.
I want to go to every city's Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's Brooklyn of. I want to go
right now. We're in the Brooklyn of Los Angeles.
Right, and you used to live in the Brooklyn of New York.
Yeah, how did Brooklyn just become like the spot where people
the cool alter city.
Oh, this is the Brooklyn of Austin. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Because it has its own name. You can't say like, oh, this is the East Austin of New York. It's called Brooklyn. Why is it always the East side that's cool?
That's another question.
Like East LA is cool. East Austin is cool. Brooklyn is east
of
New York.
East Portland is also cool, I think.
Yeah. Maybe because west is where the water is and that's the most expensive property.
Props.
And as you get further away, I don't know. I'm not a demographer. Sorry.
I am.
I'm not a social geographer.
I can speak with some authority on this because I am a demographer.
That's actually a study of populations and people.
Yeah. During one of my tours in Vietnam,
a demography tour.
the entire
place.
Yeah, the demography.
We need a second name for this email. Another guy's name, perhaps another famous Australian,
Liam Hemsworth.
Very nice. I'm a 16-year-old high school student with a crush on a girl in my class. I'm pretty bad at talking to girls I like, so I don't really know what to flat out tell her. I feel like I'll just screw myself over. However, the other day I came up with an idea. Why don't I just use a burner number and pretend that I'm a friend of mine to text her and tell her that I like her? Should I do this? Am I overthinking it? Cheers.
Chris Hemsworth.
You're underthinking it.
Really?
Yeah.
He needs two burners.
You need a burner. You need to clone her phone.
What? You need a phone cloner and a burner turner?
I think you could clone her phone, text yourself, then respond from her phone. So she thinks that she sent a couple of the texts and she reads them over. She says, oh, I guess I do like Liam Hemsworth. And then you're in.
You think a phone cloner would lead to a boner?
I really do think sonar.
Really? I guess he should use sonar, which is how dolphins communicate.
For this loner?
What is his plan?
He
doesn't want to ask his own friends to text her to say, I like you.
Right. He doesn't trust them.
Okay. So instead, he's going
to
text
her. He wants to be in control of the situation.
So he's going to text her
AAA. Sign up today. This episode is brought to you by AAA.
He's going to send her a message from his phone saying, or from a burner phone, which is like a phone that he's going to get.
Hey, this is Chris Hemsworth.
Okay.
What do you think of my friend Liam? I heard he likes you.
Uh-huh.
And then the problem with your theory is that she's going to be more honest than she would be if she was talking to you directly.
Oh.
So I think it's a little dangerous because you run the risk of her saying, oh, yeah, no, I don't like him. He's not my type. He's unattractive.
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, oh, I want to kill myself.
So it's better to approach the girl.
Say, like, hey, will you go out with me? Then she won't be like, you're ugly to me. She'll be like, I'm busy. And that's how you know that you're ugly to her.
Oh, so it's almost better to text her directly because that way she'll at the very least be polite.
Yeah.
And maybe even give you a chance.
That's another option.
Maybe she'll be into the fact that you were straightforward with her.
Yeah. But I mean, the fact that you're even considering this weird plan makes me question everything about you.
You've gone to silly lengths to text a girl, though, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah, I have.
Like, oh, text her for me? A guy to text a girl for you?
I'm trying to think. We did something like that.
Yeah, but that was like...
But it was for you. I don't think I've ever done anything like that.
But it was a girl that I didn't know.
Right.
It was like, oh, try to set me up. Hey, dude, number one, try to set me up with girl. And he's like, what should I say? And then I had a conversation with you, Jake, on my phone, and you changed your name to George on my phone so that I can like send you fun texts as if I'm sending it to George.
Yeah.
Then we screen capped it, sent it to George, and George sent it to a girl.
Right. So it was as if you, like, so we construct, I had two phones at one point. So I was texting me from your phone and responding, but I was in your phone as George. So, like, so it looked when we took the screenshot that it was a conversation between you and George. Then I sent that to George. It was like the perfect conversation. Like, so and so's super beautiful. Like, tell me everything about it, whatever. Like,
right.
It's really nice.
And then good responses from George and good responses from me because we were just scripting it out.
Right, exactly.
And then we sent that to George.
Right.
And said, send that to the girl.
And as she reads it, it's like, oh, wow, this is like, this guy Amir said some beautiful things about me.
Yeah.
And it all seems off the cuff and like pretty innocent.
Right.
But I guess, like, at that point, what you were doing was very thoughtful, even more so than she could have ever thought.
Because I didn't steal her number or ask George for her number?
Yeah, I mean, I think the difference is that it's like playful and fun that we constructed this thing to
this
try to get you
land.
A date.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is like wants to get a secret phone so he can manipulate. It's all, maybe it's all, it is all the same.
Well, to be fair, our ploy didn't work.
Right.
So maybe that's a good heads up to this guy.
I think at the very least, don't take it all upon yourself. You need actual, like, I would ask one of her friends to talk to her. One of her friends who's warm towards you.
Oh.
You say, hey, I like your friend. And then she could give you a better sell than like some random friend of yours asking.
Right. You need an in.
Right.
You need a foot in the door.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? This going up to friends or saying, can you go up to her? It feels like it's a very young person thing, isn't it? Like, isn't that like a high school type deal? Like, oh,
yeah.
Does this person like me? I feel like that doesn't happen at our age.
Right. No, it doesn't. I guess I remember being in like high school and like going on AIM and pretending I was another person and say like, Jake has a crush on you. I think I did that, but maybe I didn't.
sent from Big 85 Jake.
No, that was not my screen name. And actually, I'm not going to tell you my screen name because I think it's still active somewhere.
It's still logged into a public library in New Haven, Connecticut.
I don't know. I just think that, like, to do everything on your own in this sort of creepy way is, like, worse. If it comes out,
yeah, that would be the worst.
You went and got a burner versus, like, you even just, like, borrowing one of your friend's phones and sending the text is, like, slightly less creepy.
Or just get your friend to do it. Yeah. Then he's actually doing
it. Just, like, bring people in. I don't know.
Maybe he doesn't have any friends.
It's possible. This girl's going to love him.
I got zero friends, a burner phone, and a good attitude.
I think be nice to her a lot, and maybe she'll start to have feelings for you, either friendship or otherwise. Then you talk to one of her friends, and you say, hey, I like so-and-so. And then they'll give you the lowdown because they know her better than your friends.
The end.
I don't know. I hope that works. I'm not in high school, brah.
You are hooking up with a high schooler. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Do you care about talking about that?
Well, sure. She's old enough.
She's 17.
Enough about it. Won't hear this.
She's texting you.
No, we communicate on Kick.
K-I-K. She says Snapchat's for old fogies. All right. Question the three. Ooh, we need a girl's name. Is Naomi Watts an Australian woman?
I do believe so. I do.
I really want to believe that.
I do believe she is.
Yeah. She's actually pretty hot.
for an actor.
Yeah.
An actress, actually.
Like, a lot of actresses are just good at acting, but for her to be hot, too, is actually... Yeah.
Misha Barton is another one who was
hot and an actress.
Actually, she wasn't as good as acting as Naomi Watts.
Yeah, Naomi
Watts. What about
Watts?
Naomi Campbell?
Naomi Campbell is, I think, just mostly a model. She's hot.
What about Campbell's Soup?
Campbell's Soup is, it's like a snack. So let's say you want a soup or something. You get a can of Campbell's Soup.
What about Naomi DeGeneres?
Who?
It's a girl I went to high school with.
Oh, that's totally different, too. She's not hot or an actress. She's not soup either. I'll give you one more question.
What about J.J. Watt?
Okay. J.J. Watt's a male football player.
Okay.
All right. Cool. You got it? So which one is the soup?
J.J.
No, you don't got it.
Watt.
I didn't say no because he didn't say Watt. When you clarified it.
Final answer.
I know. And I was hoping it wasn't. All right. Campbell Soup writes. No. Naomi Watts writes. Oh. Hey, y'all. I'm 22 and I live at home but commute to school. I'm naturally a neat person, but like everyone else, my room and closet get messy when things get crazy. Since before I graduated high school, I've been smoking weed. My mom was totally cool with it. I've even smoked with my mom a handful of times. I throw a lot of parties and have chill people at my house. Well, suddenly last night my mom decided that I can't smoke in my room anymore and she insists that I keep my room clean because apparently I've changed and I'm not the best daughter she raised. She kept saying that I'm acting like a child because my room isn't up to her standards. How do I have her go back to the way things were before she got fed up with the way I live my life? She says that if I don't clean out my room and keep smoking weed, she's going to charge me rent or kick me out. This is all so sudden. Sheesh. Thanks. Naomi Watts.
Doesn't it sound like this is like one of those things where you're getting an extra $500 in your paycheck and then you find out about, then like the boss finds out and they just cut it off and like, oh, we're going to back to your regular paycheck.
Yeah.
And then you were like, how do I go back to getting an unnecessarily good situation I didn't deserve?
Well, this is a little different because it's like, you got demoted. It's like you had a job that paid you $60,000 and you weren't doing good. And then after 4 years of not doing good, they finally say, like, listen, we can't afford to pay you that much. And then you're like,
Can I go back to the old one? I want the salary and I don't want the responsibility.
Right. No, you had that and you took advantage of it. And now after 4 years, I'm sort of fed up. It's fine to do things when you're 17 and kind of less fine.
I can't believe
I
don't meet your standards.
Also, you're 5 years older from when the standards were established. So, yeah, You're 22 now.
So at 22, it's not quite the same to still be having parties, smoking weed in your room, and
hanging out with 17-year-olds. She's still hanging out with high schoolers. Kind of like you and your high school girlfriend.
It's enough about that.
Karen.
What?
K-A-Y-R-I-N.
I don't think there's a single young girl named Karen anymore.
They're all older. Unfortunately, it seems like we're on Team Mom.
Yeah.
You've been smoking for 5 years.
She's not even telling you to stop smoking in general. She's just saying not in your room.
And also, she's not
definitely
kicking you
okay.
out.
Like, this is all reasonable mom things. She was being really, really cool for a while.
Yeah.
And now, like, she's not asking a lot of you to keep your room pretty neat. As long as things don't get too crazy.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? Just don't let them get so out of hand that your room becomes a pigsty. Oh,
fuck
my God, I'm
that.
A father. I'm a father.
I mean, you're incredibly neat. Were you like that in high school, too?
I was never like,
messy.
Yeah, I think so. But I never had, I'm much neater now than when I was in high school. When I was in high school, I didn't think about it. I think I was just neat in general.
You put clothes away on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, no, I put them away in the drawers.
But unfolded.
Of course, I folded them.
Oh.
But like, I was very neat always.
So this isn't a new thing. You didn't grow up and become cleaner.
But I think it wasn't until after I left my house that I realized I was neat, and then I embraced that about myself, I guess.
Yeah.
Like when I was in high school, I was just like, oh yeah, like everything's fine. Are you even a human? I was just like a piece of dough, nothing. And then I went to college and I had like messy roommates, and I was like,
oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't. I choose to reject this lifestyle and make it myself cleaner.
You seem like the worst roommate ever. Just standing in the living room. You walk into the living room while all your friends are playing video games and eating pizza, standing with your feet so close together they're touching. I choose to reject this lifestyle, and I'll embrace another. Yeah, go fuck yourself, Erwitz. I choose to reject your insult and choose to embrace another.
I'll keep my area tidy.
I know you do. Loser, throwing a remote at your head. Al, are you going to pick that up?
Oh, God, no.
I choose to reject that remote control.
It did hit you.
Very well. At least I know where my Band-Aids are. I keep them in a cupboard under the sink, unlike y'all. So, change. Right?
Yeah. And she's not asking for a huge change. I think you could use this opportunity as a time to become slightly better. You're older. You're in college. You should maybe try to keep a cleaner room and make your mom happy because she's your mother.
And she's also housing you.
Listen to your mother.
Damn it.
Oh, God. That sounds like I'm a dad, right? Listen to your mother. Listen to your mother. How would you say that to your kids? You don't want to say, like, listen to your mother.
Yeah, listen. Oh, come on. Listen to mom. Listen to mom. Listen to mom, I would say.
Listen to your mother.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say. Like, nice compliment. I'm not going to. Hey, you know what? I had a teacher in sixth grade, Mr. Staten, Mr. S. If you're out there, if you're listening,
yeah.
I know you're not. But he used to. There was one teacher that yelled at everyone, and Mr. Staten was really cool. He's like, I'm not going to yell at you. Just going to take away your recess.
Oh, no.
That's the kind of dad I want to be. So Mr. T is screaming at everybody.
So you learned how to be a father from your eighth grade teacher.
Sixth grade.
Not from your old man.
No, my old man. my dad's, he's, you know, he's a backpack.
He's a pumpkin.
He's
absolutely a jack of lantern.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jack of all trades. My dad's actually a jack o' lantern
of no trades.
Jack o' lantern with no traits.
Yeah, very good. He will eat a candle and his face will illuminate. That is his Halloween.
Boo.
Yeah.
You scared me. Because I realized I'm the person that looks up to you. I don't think so.
Oh, boo. Yeah, why don't you treat this ultimatum as a turning point, a fork stuck in the road. You know what I mean?
Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go.
Wow, what is this?
So make the best of this test and don't ask why.
This is amazing.
It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time.
Wow.
Could you take it from there? I don't know what would come next, but...
Honestly, I don't quote me on this.
Right.
just right off the top of my head, I would be like, girls to do the dishes, girls to do the laundry, girls in the bathroom, girls to clean up my nice. Room, girls, 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 girls.
Jack and Mike D, to my dismay.
Bow, 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 bow. I could see why they'd apologize for that song.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because part of it just says, girls to do the dishes, girls to do the laundry. Offensive. Absolutely not okay, Ad Rock. Listen to your mother. All right, let's take a break. And then we'll BRB. Come back with more shit right after these.
So I have to pee so bad.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on yeah. this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, bark
yeah,
box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, yes. dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn.
And
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Jake, I don't know if you know this, but we sort of all carry around different stressors, big and small.
Yeah. No, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I've heard some people do that.
And if you're anything like me, you just sort of keep it bottled up inside and never complain or talk about it to anyone ever.
Very deep, deep, deep down.
Yes. You put on a facade, as they call it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And a masquerade.
But when we do that, it starts to affect us negatively. It's not healthy. It's not good. That's why I use therapy, which is a safe space to get things off your chest. And there's no better way to use therapy than with BetterHelp.
Ah, very nice.
So if you've been hearing a lot about therapy and you've been wanting to give it a try, but you don't want to, you know, go through the hassle of finding a therapist, driving their awkward waiting rooms, give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule.
Perfect.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Ooh, love it.
It helps to get things off your chest. It helps to talk about it.
Right.
So get those things off your chest with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/segments. You go there and you get 10% off your first month.
Ooh, all right. Segments, folks.
Yes. BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
To get matched with your therapist as soon as possible. And if you use that coupon code by going to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll get 10% off your first month.
Nice.
Give it a try. It'll help.
Yeah.
With BetterHelp.
And we're back.
Tuesday, June 9th is when we're in Adelaide.
Tuesday, June 9th.
Wednesday, June 10th, Melbourne. Thursday, June 11th, Sydney. That's our biggest show. Friday, June 12th, Brisbane.
Is it Brisbane or Brisbane?
Let's find out when we get there.
Okay.
That show only has... It's a room for one. They said it was the size of a phone booth.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How are we going to get in?
We're on the outside and we call it and he picks up and this guy, I guess, listens to the show.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then... Wow, that took me aback. And then Sunday, June 14th, our last show at the Astor in Perth. I don't know what goes on in Australia. I can only assume we're going to eat animals that we've never heard of.
Yep.
Perhaps I hear good things about Vegemite. I don't know if that's a fruit or a vegetable.
I thought people all hated it.
No.
Or it's very polarizing.
I think non-Australians hate it.
Oh.
So if we want to act like we're blending in, we have to eat it and then be like, oh, this is actually pretty good. I like it.
Can't wait.
Yeah. The problem is I don't even like hard-to-eat American foods like beer.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think beer is too bitter.
You hate beer.
So what am I going to do when I have Vegemite? I can only imagine it's bitter or salty.
You had an orange once. And yeah. You said it was really bad.
I said it burned my eyes.
Right. I saw you eat just bread, regular bread.
White bread.
Yeah, and you said no.
Yeah,
pass.
It was too rough on my tongue.
What do you usually eat?
I'll have like boiled milk.
What?
I'll have a glass of boiled milk.
Excuse me?
And or like for dessert. Oh, yeah. So I'll have a glass of boiled milk for dinner. And
for then dinner?
Dessert, I'll have like... rice that's cooked so mush, like a rice meal.
Oh, so like just really milky, chunky substances. What about meat? Do you ever have...
No, meat like burns.
Chicken or...
Meat burns my throat.
Okay.
What
do you have for breakfast?
Everything I have is boiled down and then left out in room temperature.
Sort of like gruel left to cool.
It is. I would say my diet is... predominantly cool gruel. At school, I would dine on cool gruel.
That sounds cruel, but I guess you liked it.
It was a cruel... At school, it was cruel to have cool gruel, but when I was at home, I would listen to Dave Grohl, and I would just eat the cool gruel, and it wasn't cruel.
Didn't make you drool?
It did make me drool.
What did it do to your stool?
Very good. It would solidify it.
Wow.
Hard, dense shits. Last question.
Let's do this. That's how the question starts.
A cacophonous series of da's and na's. And then, oh, we need a guy's name.
A male Australian. Patrick Rafter.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very, very good. Isn't Leighton Hewitt also Australian?
Common misconception.
He's Dutch.
I've got no idea.
All right. Patrick Rafter writes, hey guys, love this show. Been a listener since day one, and I find myself in a bit of a pickle. Here's the deal. A few months back, this girl started texting me out of the blue. This has never happened to me, so I wasn't sure how to react. But because I wasn't that interested in her, I used the Jake fadeaway. Fast forward, and she is now going out with one of my mates, and I know I kind of blew my chance, and I still want to stay friends with my mate, but is there any room for maneuverability?
That's how it ends?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any room for maneuverability?
I know I told this girl to go fuck herself, and she is dating my friend, but what's the policy, re-wiggle room?
Your Honor, I plead maneuverability.
I was wondering if I can maneuver, if I had the ability to maneuver.
Can we just sort of shuffle this whole thing up? You like him, he likes you, but I like you, and you don't like me, but let's switch... You liked me earlier.
Is that a maneuver we have the ability to complete? Imagine this is like a boggle.
Can we execute this maneuver?
Like the beginning of a boggle match where you shake shit up and see where it lands.
It does sound a bit like a boondoggle here.
You think so?
He's in quite a boondoggle, would you say?
I don't know. I don't know what that means. So it's hard for me to commit one way or another.
Sort of boondoggle is it's a mired situation to
be
sure.
He's mucked in a mired situation.
He's mucked
in a mired situation. Yep. I don't admire the muck. So what can we do? What can we do to help?
I don't admire the muck, so sire, what the fuck do we do?
Nice.
Is there a profession I can go into that's all rhyming based?
I think you're as close.
That's not rap, because I don't know how to do it to a beat.
I was going to say, this is probably as close as you can get.
Dumb comedian.
Yeah.
Fair.
That way, you still do stuff that people consume.
Fair.
For whatever reason. And then you get to do the raps occasionally, the little bursts of rhymes.
We get into slam poetry, because then you can just sort of go at your own pace. You don't need a beat.
I don't think there's wiggle room. If you did the Jake fadeaway, that means you ignored a girl, assuming she'll go away forever. Instead, she actually found someone she liked, your friend, and now you want her back.
Right. What are your reasons also for wanting her after she started dating your friend? Are they...
Is it like when a little brother doesn't want to play a video game until the big brother does, and then he desperately craves the remote, and then he gets it back, and then he's bored and wants the big brother to beat the video game for him anyway?
Wow, you know that exactly because you were the little brother.
Because I was the boyfriend. He just wants what other people have.
Yeah.
I would say there's no maneuverability, though that is a funny word spelled maybe correctly. There's a lot of vowels in that when he did.
Let me try to spell it.
I don't know. He probably spelled it incorrectly. I can look it up. This is okay. Maneuverability.
All right. So I would spell it.
Wait. This is like a spelling bee.
Right.
By the way, I spelled it correctly. I searched Google and I got it right.
Really? Yep. After it filled it in when he got to the U?
Oh, go fuck yourself. I will. There is no U.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's hear it. Maneuverability. Holy shit, you're stuck.
Oh, shit.
So after you're done, if you don't hear anything, you got it right. If I say ding, you got it wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
M-A-N-E-U-V-E-R-A-B-I-L-I. I-T-Y. Really?
You got it, dude.
I thought you were doing like a late ding.
Ding!
What?
No, you got it.
Really? Nice. Yeah.
Can I give you two other words that I find hard to spell?
Sure.
Omelet.
I guess I would think O-M-E... L-L-E-T-T-E.
Incorrect.
Is it?
Oh, wait. That's another spelling of it.
Nice.
But, okay, so that we will accept that. The way it's spelled here is O-M-E-L-E-T. Very short.
Oh, yeah, no. I think I'm spelling it just the way I see it on a menu.
The French way. Yeah. All right, one last word I can never spell correctly. Privilege.
Oh.
Oh? Ding.
I think
privilege. The word is privilege.
Can you use it a sentence?
Privilege is spelled D-R-E-I-V-E-L-E-D-G-E-R-E. Privilege. Oh no, I see how I messed up. I will show myself out. Alright, privilege, let's hear it. I can never spell this correctly.
Stemming from the Latin word privil, which means to... Just kidding. That's what they say, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. The origin is Middle English.
All right. P-R-I-V-I-L-I-G-E. Privilege.
Ding. Very close, though.
Is it P-R-I-V-I-L-E-G-E?
Yes.
Damn it.
You idiot!
This is why I won my fourth grade spelling bee.
Really?
No, I won the spelling bee to get me into the main spelling bee in like the cafeteria.
In Maine? You won the spelling bee?
I feel like I won like the class spelling bee and then lost the school spelling bee.
Oh, you won your classroom spelling bee.
Right, and there were like several classrooms and then I went on to lose.
To regionals.
Yeah. I lost on the easiest word. I lost on the word original. First word.
Do you know how to spell it now?
I'll never forget. O-R-A-O-N-G-L.
Oh, no. Oregonol.
I do. I think about it every single time I spell it.
All right. So what would you tell this guy? No go? It's over?
Yeah, no room for maneuverability. But there's, you know what? There's lots of other people. So maneuver a different direction than this relationship.
Lucky you.
You can maneuver alone.
Good news.
Yeah.
There's billions of others out there waiting.
No three-way maneuver.
Yeah, and they're
solo one.
And they're not even dating one of your mates.
Yeah, people are so dumb when they're just like, oh, there's only this one person.
And I have to have that one person.
Incorrect.
I'll wait for that one person.
Nope.
And I'll try to destroy his or her relationship because she's the one.
Very unnecessary.
Everybody is disposable. Like, if my mom broke up with my dad, he'd be fine.
Well, I think it... Certain points, there's a lot of history, and I mean, they have
sure.
children, so it would be hard.
Okay. Oh, fuck me. All right. Damn it.
It's like when you're in high school, it's a little.
I need to unsend an email. For sure, I do.
I told my mom about my dad's affair. I shouldn't have done that.
It wasn't even real. I photoshopped shit to make it look like it was legit. All right. Sorry, dude. Pass. No go. That's it. That's our episode. Thanks for listening. If you have your own questions or your own theme song submissions or your own thumbnail submissions, please send them to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We open and close every episode with an original theme song written by our talented fans. The first one was written by Zanesh. And this last one is by Adam W. Adam W.
Very nice.
We'll be back soon. See you guys. Bye.
Yo, so I need help. I can't figure this shit out.
Swag.
By myself, I'm betting Jake and Amir share a wealth of knowledge on the subject. That advice so motherfucking good, but I digress. I know J and A gon' read into the subtext. After my question, they'll say, who's next? And make up some silly name. Your boys Jake and Amir now running the podcast game.
Hashtag swag.
I came in, I saw, and I had some questions.
Swag.
Got fat sounds like mad eruptions.
Swag.
I'm your equals of levels like swag production. If it wasn't for them, then I wouldn't know how to do nothing. The pinch recommends what's a cinch to do.
Swag.
If it ever comes to X's, this X is true. Now there's only one thing left to do. Welcome to If I Were You.